Weather conditions in the Midwest are going to continue to be quite favorable for farming activity through the weekend due to mostly dry and sunny conditions, with temperatures still returning to a mild range over the next couple of days. May actually turn quite chilly over the weekend as we get into the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday time period. The temperatures will be plummeting at that time. We'll see frost and freezes occur across a big part of the Midwest, ending the growing season, but afternoon temperatures will still be fairly pleasant across the region. We will see an afternoon or two of 40s and 50s for highs. That'll be fairly nippy. Coolest days will be Friday and Saturday, but even Sunday we'll still have a few upper 40 degree readings in the northern parts of the region. In the meantime, the lowermost parts of the Midwest will see highs cooling down to the 50s and lower 60s for a brief period over the weekend. But we will see temperatures today and tomorrow and probably Friday still fairly decent out there. We'll look for the highs in the lower parts of the region cooling down from 70s and perhaps a few lower 80s today and tomorrow, down to readings that'll be more in the 60s on Friday, and then further cooling will occur on Saturday. That's all in the lower parts of the Midwest, so quite a bit of temperature contrast across the region, but we're not expecting to see much precipitation come with the transition here. The majority of the region will stay mostly dry. Now, there will be a little bit of shower activity that will occur across parts of the Great Lakes region initially when the cool air starts to push into the region. This will take place as we go through tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. As we move on into Friday morning, we'll probably see some showers starting to organize from the southeastern corner of Missouri into Ohio, but the precipitation is not going to have any moisture to work with, and because of that, we'll end up with a broken line of showers, and most of the showers that occur will produce very limited amounts of rain. A trace upwards to maybe a tenth of an inch or so will come out of those showers. We'll still see some instability showers hanging around the Great Lakes region as we get on into the day Friday and Saturday both. The surface high pressure center will come settling into the heart of the Midwest shortly thereafter and clear the skies out. The coldest morning will probably start off on Friday in the upper parts of the Midwest, the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. You know, those areas will probably see temperatures falling deeply into the 20s and some lower 30s, extending down into parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and northern Missouri, maybe even northwestern Illinois. As we get into Saturday morning, that's when it's really going to be coldest across the majority of the region. And on that morning, we'll see lows in the 20s and 30s across most of the Midwest. 20s staying mostly in the northern part of the region. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few temperatures getting down to the upper teens in parts of northern Minnesota and or northwestern and north central parts of Wisconsin. But those will be the coldest temperatures we see. The temperatures will begin to warm up again as we get out toward the first part of next week. We'll already see strong southerly winds blowing warmer air across the western Corn Belt as we get to Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning, and some of that warmth will work its way a little bit further to the north and to the east as we get into Sunday afternoon and finally into the easternmost parts of the region on Monday. The temperatures will rebound back to a seasonably warm range by the time we get to midweek next week, but there's going to be a rain event that will develop about that time, which will interfere with the warm-up. The showers and thunderstorms that are expected will probably impact the region mostly late Monday into Wednesday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.